For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Today, a little news, a little editorial. First, the news. This story comes to us from the Houston Chronicle. Mom, kids in hiding after night of terror. A woman and her four children remained in hiding after escaping from two men who kidnapped them at gunpoint from their home near Baytown and killed the father. The body of a man later determined to be the kidnapped father was found in a trash-strewn ditch along Friendly Road in Houston. On Monday afternoon, the victim's mouth and eyes were covered with duct tape and his hands were bound behind his back. He had been shot several times in the back. Houston homicide detectives said they think the killing took place at that location. The kidnappers left the five family members tied up. Shortly afterward, the mother freed herself and escaped with the children. Chambers County investigators reported the abductions to other law enforcement agencies and soon identified the body in the Houston ditch. The mother is too afraid to stay in her home. She's worried for her family's safety and staying at another location. She is still severely shaken up. The kidnappers stole nothing, investigators said. Houston Police Sergeant Mike Peters said no motive for the crime had been established, but it appeared to be, quote, narcotics-related, end quote. Narcotics-related? This is prohibition-related, and it's a terrible situation. We're talking about weeds whose value has been inflated to that of gold. What is the solution? To arrest millions of more Americans while continuing to fund these cartels and Osama bin Laden, or to pull our heads out and to do the right thing, regulate the distribution of these drugs to adults? On that very day, we'll take away funding from Osama bin Laden. We'll end the drug cartels in South and Central America. And we'll take away the reasons for which most of these violent street gangs exist. We'll take away the job of every street corner vendor who wants to sell drugs to our kids. We will basically end overdose deaths in America, and we'll save $50 billion a year for education, health, and defense. In my ongoing and perpetual discussion of drug reform, I encounter perhaps 5% of the population. Warriors who refuse to see that the drug war is the largest fraud ever perpetrated. These warriors are worried about little Johnny and poor Susie, but most of all, they worry about their own proclivity to use. They're so afraid they might wind up an alleyway junkie that they're perfectly willing to lock up me and you and untold generations of our children to protect themselves from themselves. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.